This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So yesterday was St. Patrick's Day,
yes.
As you know. And
Patrick Cioli's Day.
Patrick Cioli's Day. So he wanted Lucky Charms, you know, the cereal. He was just dying to have Lucky Charms. And we said to him he could have Lucky Charms for St. Patrick's Day. He's a very healthy eater, my son. He likes the dinosaur oatmeal. But I realize now the dinosaur oatmeal does not have, I don't want to sound like a nut here, those red, the food dyes, the allergy dyes. And But the Lucky Charms do. They have a lot of this food dye stuff. Because yesterday I posted, I said sugar. I think sugar turns my son into a cross between Sideshow Bob and the Son of Sam. Like he gets like that, you know. So he's clownish and also serial killerish at the same time. And I don't recognize him, but he had a big bowl of Lucky Charms and he lost it. He was just. I even said to him, "I go, where's my buddy? What is this? What's going on here?"
Reminds me of Gremlins, that movie from back in the day where they
get them wet.
Yeah, and they just turn into a different creature.
You fed them after midnight,
yes.
Right? And they change. Little furry little Gizmo becomes the monster.
So I think though there's something with certain sugars or high fruit, whatever it is. Yeah, that makes them crazy.
Well, comic Dave Evans, one of the Zioli Army member tweeters, he tweeted at me and said, "For my kids, it's the dyes, the food coloring dyes. They have this red number 40.
That's bad.
I think it's LSD actually. Yeah. What it is? Red 1, red 4. It's a yellow 1, yellow 4, red 40, blue 10, and these are." What sounded to me like something you'd give a mental patient to try to get him to become cohesive or something. It's in cereal, but not all cereal. So now that's our new thinking. Is it maybe not the sugar? Because, I mean, like I said, he starts his day usually with a bowl of the dinosaur oatmeal. The eggs turn into dinosaurs. They hatch. But what Quaker did is they took out all the artificial dyes. So there's no artificial dyes or flavors or anything in there. And he's fine. He can eat that and he's cool. But I gave him the Lucky Charms, and he went magically insane yesterday is what he did.
Not magically delicious. Magically
no, magically, insane. You know, I was like, who are you right now? What's going on? He's four, and he's a little sweetheart, but he just got this rage about him. Now, again, I hate to go down these rabbit holes, because sometimes you go down these rabbit holes, and you wind up going down very dark rabbit holes. But I wonder if there's other people that try to keep the food dyes away from their kids. You probably do, right?
Yes.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
Because it's a thing.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're talking about. And everybody has a different reaction. And
right.
It depends on their age group. So maybe when they're a teenager, they're fine. But there have been studies on it. Some people just react to these things horribly. And it's more the way that they're heated in a very high heat with the food dyes and the high fructose, whatever. It's the way it's processed. That's what I was told.
I mean, there's something to that. People get affected by things in different ways. You know, some people can eat wheat and they're fine. Other people, they need a nap after they have a meal. It all depends on the person, I think. For me, we grew up on this stuff. We did. We grew up on this food dye.
They process it differently.
I guess.
That's what I've been told, that it's not the same Lucky Charms.
When I was a kid, I'd start my day with a big bowl of cereal watching Super Friends.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a big bowl of cereal, Cocoa Puffs and Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles. All mixed together. Remember Cap'n Crunch?
Absolutely.
And then the peanut butter Cap'n Crunch,
yep.
Which was, in my opinion, as good as it gets as far as cereal goes. And I eat a big giant bowl of this. Sometimes I'd go crazy and put a little strawberry milk or chocolate milk in there. Just insane, right?
The best is when the Cocoa Puffs or Cocoa Krispies turn the milk brown.
You gotta
like
chug
chocolate.
That.
Yeah, it's like chocolate milk you get with
it's
that.
Delicious.
It's so good. They should have marketed that, just the chocolate milk that you get from the cereal.
They should have made it and then sold that.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like
this,
you know,
is Cocoa Puffs chocolate milk.
Yes, exactly.
You could just buy that.
It'd be delicious.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But that was my day. Now granted, I wore, you know, Husky jeans in junior high, so that could have led to that, obviously, but I don't know. It's funny. You put something out on the internet and then on Twitter and people come back with different reactions. Apparently now, my friend told me that Lucky Charms has an entire marshmallow But it's just marshmallows. It's not even cereal. They're not even pretending anymore. They just go, let's cool it. The kids just want the marshmallows. Yeah. Let's stop with the cereal. Nobody wants the cereal. Just get the marshmallows. And they're selling that like hotcakes.
That's terrible.
But I was teasing my wife yesterday because she bought the Frosted Flakes Lucky Charms. Not Lucky Charms. Frosted Flakes Lucky Charms. So they took Frosted Flakes, which is a sugar cereal, they combined it with Lucky Charms, which is a sugar cereal, and they put it in the same box, they put a leprechaun on it, and they went, here you go.
It's brilliant.
It's an ultra sugar cereal now.
Yeah. Then they laced it with sugar and I believe cocaine, if I'm not mistaken, and they just said, here you go.
You might as well just let your kids freebase at this point.
It would be safer. Yeah. I think of it. They probably would be safer. Dad, can I get another bowl of this? No, I have crack, though. Why don't you try some crack cocaine? It'll probably be much better. But it's funny, though. Then we look at other things in the house, and we go, oh, man, well, there's dyes in this, there's dyes in this. Because I'm not one of those guys. I don't pay attention to this nonsense. I buy what's on sale. And then I hear Dawn in my head going, you should have got the organic. And I think you're right. I should have got the organic gummy bears. You know, the organic gummy bears would have been better.
What? I stopped getting a lot of the organic stuff because they don't like it. That's the problem.
Nobody likes it.
So it's like, you know, again, because they cook stuff in this high heat, it makes it delicious and really crunchy.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes them all like go crazy.
Now, the inventor of, do you know the Jelly Bellies? Jelly beans. They're jelly beans.
The best jelly beans.
They're the best, right?
Yeah, they're, without a question, hands down, the best jelly beans.
Jelly Belly jelly beans, and they have all different flavors. Well, they're coming out with now a new one with CBD oil in that. That's cannabis oil.
Yep.
So David Klein, known as the Candy Man and founder of Jelly Belly jelly beans, has announced a new company, Spectrum Confections, which offers CBD-infused jelly beans.
Yeah.
All right, gourmet jelly beans, sugar-free jelly beans, and sour jelly beans. They have about 10 milligrams of CBD inside each bean. See that? Now, I would rather get... I think this might be safer, honestly, than some of the stuff that's in the boxes of the cereal now. I don't know, but if you give your kids this, you're probably going to prison for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt, right?
Yeah, it's not for kids.
No, you'll lose your kids is what will happen to you. You load them up with a bowl of just marshmallows from Lucky Charms, and society goes, hey, bravo, look at you. Carol's in Blackwood. Hi, Carol.
Hi. You're right about the dyes. When my kids were little, my one son was always, not temper tantrum, but raging temper tantrums, and he was like 10 or so, and we finally put all of them on the fine gold diet, which was avoid these foods with these dyes, but they gave you a list of what didn't have those, so we could always make sure we had plenty of candy and cookies and cereal and stuff that didn't have all that. And they were on that for about a year and a half, and then one day we had to go to a training session where the kids were going to be in a sitter kind of a service. And in a rush, we gave them donuts and packed cookies, and they bought snacks, and there was all this stuff there. And we brought them home. We had to go to a meeting. We came home at midnight, and two of my antique children's chairs were broken to bits on the front porch.
Ooh.
So I woke up the one. I said, what happened? And he said that he got mad about something, and he smashed the one chair, and it didn't smash good enough for him. So then he went and smashed the other chair. And we realized one day, with all that stuff, totally flips them out. So you were absolutely right.
Well, Carol, thanks for sharing that. It's like angel dust. PCP is what this stuff is.
It is. It's totally out of control.
My son lifted a car yesterday. All right. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate that very much. All right. Well, now we've learned something here.
Racioli 3 to 6. Talk radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.